Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Patrick Queen met with the media as the Ravens count down to their Week 2 clash with the Bengals.
A new opportunity to do things that you haven't done before, so we're just going to go out here and try to be 1-0 this week.
Is it kind of like a different feeling, you know, so early in the season to have such a big game against a, you know, big opponent on the road? You know, kind of what all that encapsulates?
I think you treat every game as a big game, honestly. You know how we be, since I've been here at least, it's always scratching the claw at the end of the season and getting to the playoffs. So I think every game when we play is a big game, especially with guys like this on a rival game, it's a big game.
Does it feel like Lamar hasn't played in Cincinnati in a couple of years? There was that one game where you had mostly practice squad elevations in the secondary. Do you kind of feel like they haven't gotten your best shot in recent years because of different scenarios?
I think anytime you got 11 on the field, go on and play football, I think you got your, you're getting your best shot from people. So, you know, it's going to try to be a different story this time. We got Lamar out there. We got other guys out there this time. You know, we're just going to go out there and try to play our best game and get the win.
Do you think it'll be different now? Because last three times up there, since I know Lamar, I mean, how big of a difference with Lamar now?
Of course, it's a big difference. You got unanimous MVP up there, so it's definitely a big difference. But at the end of the day, our job is to go out there and stop, get the stops, get them the ball back, let them go do their thing. So it's definitely a big difference.
It feels strange. I mean, three of the last four games to be against these guys there. Yeah. It just feels like you play them almost every week. You know, yeah, right? How it's going. Right,
it's
now.
Crazy. I think there's a lot of tail both ways. They know what we're doing. We know what they're doing. So, like I said, at the end of the day, it's going to come down to playmakers making plays. And, you know, at the end of the day, those guys got playmakers. We got playmakers. Going to be a lot of shots taken. It's going to be a physical game. And we just got to go out there, do what we do, control what we can control, and just play ball.
You guys have done a really good job of containing Joe Burrow. What do you think is, like, not giving away secrets, but what do you think is a big key to containing
him? The thing with those guys, they're going to take what you give them. Obviously, they're going to take their shots. They're going to try to get the ball downfield, but they're going to take what you give them. So, I think when you're doing that, the defense got to swarm to the ball. You got to play fast. You got to play physical. You got to try to get the ball off of the guys. And that's what it comes down to.
Do you talk to Joe or Jamar this week? You cut off communication with the LSU guys?
I had called Joe, I think maybe 2 weeks ago, just to see how he was feeling and stuff, check up on him and stuff. But, during the season, nobody really talks to anybody. It's just straight football. You're trying to focus on your job, and everybody got their own thing going on. So.